Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Buenas noches a todos.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen, my brothers and sisters, because when we say that word, we know who we are. When we say that word, we know where we are going. Now, we all know that we live in a broken world. It's a fallen world. It's a violent world. It is an ideologically vicious world. But to the world that acts that way, we have a word to proclaim, and the word is Alleluia. And Alleluia means, my brothers and sisters, that this world above all belongs to God. It is God's world. And God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, so that all who believe in Him might not perish, but might have eternal life. And that is good news, and that's why we say Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. And that brings peace to our hearts, my brothers and sisters. Because when the days are long, and the body is tired, and the bills have to be paid, and we don't have things resolved, and our hearts don't know where to find rest, we know where to find rest. We know where to find our peace, because our rest and our peace cannot be found here, and it is not supposed to be found here, because we are created for something more. We're created for something greater. We have been created for God Himself. And so the only one who brings us rest, the only one who can bring us peace, is God. And that means, my brothers and sisters, that we want to know Him and we want to find Him. And the church exists because God wants to find us. And He wants us to know Him. And so the pilgrimage of faith that we walk tonight, above all, is the pilgrimage of encountering God Himself. That's the purpose of the liturgy tonight. The purpose is that we can find God, that we can meet God, and we can walk with Him in this life, which means that we can be with Him forever in the next. And that is why we sing Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. We have a pilgrimage of faith to walk. We have an introductory liturgy that inaugurates the solemn Paschal Vigil. It is called the Liturgy of Lights. That's why we began outside and we blessed a fire. Now, if there are any real men in the house, you will want to be Catholic. Because whatever religion lets you bless a fire. I mean, as soon as I found out about that, I wanted to be a Catholic priest. No, that's not true. There's much more involved. But what a great way to start the night. The first sacramental in the pilgrim journey of the church is a fire. And my brothers and sisters, let us go back to our biblical roots. When Moses had to go up Mount Sinai and he encountered God there, he was in fire. And yet the bush was not destroyed. It's to say that God is all love. When the Lord revealed His sacred heart to St. Margaret Mary, He said that the flames of my divine love cannot be contained anymore. I want to embrace the fallen world. And so we begin with a fire because that is a created symbol of the divine fire of love. And it's love that pours through the life of the church. And that love is the light of the world. God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son. And the Son can say, I am the light of the world. And the one who follows Me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And so God, who is love, gives us the gift of His light, my brothers and sisters, so that we might have life. And not a mediocre life, not a partial life, not a passing life, not a self-centered, cold, burdened, isolated life. Life, which is another word for God in the Gospel of John. It means that for us to have life, we have to have God. And not a God that we've heard about, not a God that we study and read about, a God that exists here, a God that is with us. And so tonight we walk a pilgrimage of faith, which is a pilgrimage of light, through three sacred moments. And so we want to understand how that divine light comes into our lives. Now, do you want to know how to get that light? The violinist wants to know how to get that light. And I'm very grateful for that. But what about the congregation? Do you want to know how to get that light?
Yes.
Now, as we begin this liturgy, and Deacon Martino sang so beautifully, inaugurating the Paschal Mystery with Exaltet, we had a small problem last year, and that is that we had a Paschal candle that was too small. And so we're not going to have that problem this year. I mean, thank God that Nikki is about 6'3", so he can light that. Not going to have that problem this year. The Paschal symbol, the Paschal candle, is a symbol of Christ. Christ, who is the light of the world. And his light comes to us through three sacred moments. And so we want to trace out that pilgrimage of faith in those three sacred moments. And we want to remember three words. And the words that we want to remember are the liturgy of the Word, the liturgy of the fountain, and the sacred mysteries of the Church. Entonces, esta noche, hermanos y hermanas, estamos caminando una peregrinación. Y es una peregrinación que empieza aquí, pero llega al fin en el corazón de Dios sí mismo. Y estamos aquí porque queremos encontrar a Dios. Estamos aquí porque encontrando a Dios nosotros vamos a recibir la vida. Y no una vida parcial, no una vida superficial, no una vida que va a pasar. Queremos una vida eterna. Y solamente hay un hombre que puede comunicar esta gracia, porque solamente hay un nombre abajo al cual nosotros podamos recibir la salvación, y es el nombre de Jesucristo. Entonces estamos aquí para entrar en comunión de corazón a corazón con Cristo sí mismo. Empezamos con la litúrgica de la palabra. Nuestra primera parte en esta peregrinación de fe que tiene tres movimientos. La liturgia de la palabra, sobre todo, que empezamos con el libro de Génesis, la creación, y después a Abraham, y después a Moisés, y el pueblo de Israel, y después a los profetas que anunciaron a nosotros que Dios es siempre fiel. Hermanos y hermanas, la palabra de Dios es una luz porque comunica a nosotros las obras de Dios. Los israelitas tenían problemas. El ejército de Faraón, el Mar Rojo. ¿Y qué iban a hacer? Iban a confiar en Dios. Entonces nosotros, cuando tenemos problemas con Faraón atrás y el mar enfrente, ¿a quién vamos a confiar? ¿A quién vamos a llamar para nuestra ayuda? A Dios. Y hemos aprendido este ritmo de amor a través de la palabra de Dios. And so the first stop, my brothers and sisters, in our three-part pilgrimage of faith is the Word of God. And the liturgy of the Word that we have heard tonight, that began with the sacred announcement of creation that is God's work, that took us to Abraham and to Moses, and finally to the prophets that announced to us that a Messiah will come. But above all, what the Scriptures communicate to us is that God is faithful. We can trust God, my brothers and sisters. Did the Israelites have problems? Did the Israelites have something they thought they didn't know how they were going to overcome? When you've got Pharaoh on one side and the Red Sea in front of you, it's not going to be an easy day. And so they could have looked back, or they could have looked ahead, or they could look up to God and ask for help. And so what the Scriptures teach us, my brothers and sisters, is that as we are on this pilgrimage of faith, God is faithful. God knows when Pharaoh is there and the Red Sea can't be crossed, and God is greater than both of them. God can open the sea and slay the enemy. And my brothers and sisters, He opens the path and slays the enemy by the conquest of faith. It is our faith in Jesus Christ that opens the path when we can't find one. It's our faith in Christ that gives us a way when we're not sure which way to go. And so the liturgy of the word is given to us for us to know. For all the lies and the complications and the misgivings and the violence that surround us and how our minds can become polluted by them, the word of God is given to us to free our minds and to open our hearts. For us to know that God is faithful and we can trust Him. The liturgy of the word has a particular destination. And so the next destination in our liturgy tonight is to the baptismal font. Y queremos escuchar las palabras de San Pablo para entender bien qué va a pasar en este momento. En la fuente bautismal va a pasar un acto más importante que el éxodo de Israel de Egipto a la tierra prometida. Es un acto más grande que la creación del mundo que va a pasar aquí. Aquí mismo va a pasar. ¿Y qué es? Escuchamos a la palabra de Dios. Hermanos y hermanas, ¿no saben ustedes que todos los que hemos sido incorporados a Cristo Jesús por medio del bautismo hemos sido incorporados a Él en su muerte? En efecto, por bautismo fuimos sepultados con Él en su muerte, para que así como Cristo resucitó de entre los muertos por la gloria del Padre, así también nosotros llevemos una nueva vida. Si hemos estado íntimamente unidos a Él por una muerte semejante a la suya, también lo estaremos en su resurrección. Hermanos y hermanas, el día más importante en nuestra vida es el día de nuestro bautismo. Porque en el bautismo, la vida de Dios a sí mismo, entra a nosotros. Y esta vida el mundo no puede dar y el mundo no puede tomar de nosotros. Es decir que en el bautismo hay una nueva creación, que significa que hay una nueva vida. The second stop in our pilgrimage of faith, my brothers and sisters, is the baptismal font. And right here at the baptismal font, something greater than creation itself will happen. Something greater than Israel passing from Egypt through the Red Sea to the Promised Land is going to happen here in the baptismal font. My brothers and sisters, because in this place, divine life is given to us. In this place, we die to a world that is dying, and we rise in a world that is already risen. And we have a word of God that expresses this to us, that teaches us who we are and who we have become and who we are called to be. And it is in Romans chapter 6, let us listen to St. Paul, who says, "Brothers and sisters, are you with me?"
Yes.
Now, he doesn't say that, but I wanted to make sure, okay? I'm impressed, okay. "Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Indeed, we were buried with Him through a baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. For if we have grown into union with Him through a death like His, we shall also be united with Him in His resurrection." Now, my brothers and sisters, what St. Paul is saying is what happens in the baptismal font sacramentally is the salvific action of Christ Jesus dying and rising. And that new life is given to us as a free gift under the mere and humble and simple signs of water in the words of baptism. But right here begins salvation. And that means God Himself enters us through the baptismal font. For by it we die to the world that is dying, and we rise to the one who has already risen. It is a new life. This is what St. Paul is talking about. This is the church that the gift gives. It's the only church that the church, only gift that the church needs to give. Because it's the gift of eternal life. It's the gift of knowing God and living in God. And that happens by living in Christ Jesus Himself. Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you with me in the back, though? Entonces, vamos a el tercer parte de nuestra peregrinación de fe. Es donde nosotros vamos a continuar nuestra peregrinación. Es decir, vamos a entrar los sagrados misterios de Dios. Y es en la liturgia de la Eucaristía. Aquí cuando el pan y vino llegan a ser el cuerpo y sangre de Jesús, que nosotros recibiendo este sacramento admirable, recibimos Jesucristo en su persona, en todo su ser humano y todo su ser divino aquí adentro. Entonces, el desiderio de Dios, que es un fuego de amor, está cumplido en el sacramento del altar. El fuego divino que llega aquí en el altar va a pasar en nosotros para que nosotros seamos su cuerpo y su sangre. Entonces, el fuego que era un símbolo del amor de Dios, aquí es un sacramento vivo de Dios. Recibiendo el sacramento del amor aquí, el fuego divino entra en el corazón humano. Y aquí, finalmente, hermanos y hermanas, caminamos como pueblo de Dios. Caminamos con este don adentro. Caminamos con el poder de la vida eterna dentro de nosotros. Es decir, estamos en la presencia de Dios y que Dios está en nosotros. The third part of our pilgrimage of faith tonight, my brothers and sisters, takes us to the liturgy of the Eucharist. And it's here as the bread and the wine are transformed in the body and blood of Christ, that we enter into the sacred mysteries of the church. And it's here where that simple symbol of the fire that is lit at the beginning of the Paschal mystery now becomes not simply a symbol, but a living sacrifice. The divine fire of love, who is the very person of Christ, fully God and fully man, now is present on the altar. And so the divine fire that we have called for, the divine fire that we have hoped for, the divine fire that can give us new life and strength to pass from this world to the next, is given us here. And my brothers and sisters, the divine fire of love enters us. And so the sacrament of love is the sacrament of that divine fire that gives us new life, so that God Himself enters us. This brings us to a particular conclusion. And it is a conclusion that our pilgrimage is just beginning. So everybody in RCIA who thought you were done after tonight, you can forget about it, okay? We didn't tell you that at the beginning of class, did we? We're just starting together. Because by incorporation into the body of Christ, by becoming men and women who lived by the Word of God, are healed by the Word of God, and come to believe in the fidelity of God, as we become a people that are nourished not by our strength, not by our portfolios, not by our degrees, but all the gifts that we have that we surrender to God for His glory, we find our strength not in ourselves, but in Him. And so that means that we have to learn how to walk together. Because as Christ gives us His body and blood, He makes us together His body and His blood. Which means it's up to us, my brothers and sisters, to learn how to be His people. It means that we have to learn how to be His feet and His hands and His heart together. And that means that we have to learn to enter into the mysteries of faith together. And this is why we have the liturgy of the church. The liturgy of the church, my brothers and sisters, which is to say that every Sunday we are here because we want to hear the Word of God and keep it. We want to celebrate and receive the sacred Eucharist because we need the Lord's strength and we know it. And because by the sacred mysteries we become God's people. And it means that we want to have a firm purpose of commitment to Him, to be with Him and to be with one another so that He is free to send us. Esta noche encomendamos nuestras intenciones al corazón que es el corazón en que la Iglesia empezó, el corazón inmaculado de María. Y allí, hermanos y hermanas, nosotros vamos a recibir el Espíritu Santo para que siempre podamos escuchar la palabra, que siempre podamos renovar nuestras promesas bautismales para que como ella podamos recibir la Eucaristía que es el corazón de Jesús con corazones listos, pobres, para que nosotros caminamos con Él y en Él de este mundo al próximo. Let us ask Our Lady, and let us ask her by her Immaculate Heart, the one in whom the Church began, the one who perfectly hears the Word of God and keeps it, the one who was perfectly immersed in the mysteries of Christ, to help us to be faithful to the Word, faithful to our baptismal promises, and like her, to live for Christ, to receive Christ, for Christ to be our life, because His life, my brothers and sisters, endures and perseveres. And it begins here and now. But it will be given to us together as His people when we make that final pilgrimage from this world to the next. And we are with God and all the angels and saints forever.